Phil Scheck, Lisa Brown, Richard Garzola, Jeremy Matlow, and Alexander Jordan are competing for the seat, and although they have different platforms, each candidate sees a need for change.
We are at a crossroads, and the crossroads is we've been electing the same officers over and over again, and it's time for some new leadership on the city commission.
That's Bill Scheck. He not only thinks it's time for change in city leadership, but also a change in how the city combats crime.
We need to support our police. Our community needs to get behind our police officers. And the other thing is we need to actually support our police with funds.
Lisa Brown says she thinks community improvement will help reduce crime.
I think that the CRA could be used to address crime issues. Installing sidewalks, installing streetlights. Look, crime doesn't happen in the light, it happens in the dark.
The CRA mentioned is the Community Redevelopment Agency. Meanwhile, Richard Garzola said he'd like to see that development focus on the city's south side.
In regards to the community center and the south side, anything that benefits our community and can further and accelerate that development and gives us that community feeling, because at the end of the day, I like to say that there's a difference between a house and a home.
Another talking point focused on government consolidation. The Tallahassee Chamber of Commerce has pushed the issue and has convened a work group to study whether consolidation is viable in Leon County. Alexander Jordan states community engagement is essential in this decision.
So we have to understand what the people want in our community, identify some of the pros and cons that's going to allow us to move forward within a 5, 10, 15-year plan.
Each candidate was open to exploring the idea of consolidation in some form. Here's Jeremy Matlow.
We've functionally consolidated a lot of departments. Our planning department works well together. I think the easiest step is to look how we can work together better.
All candidates say collaboration between the community and the government is key. For WFSU News, I'm Anne Marie Welser.